This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman. He's a hipster.
The Flash world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, with all my nothing that I did today, You know what I did do?
What did you do?
I watched the Aquaman and Shazam trailers a couple more times.
That's pretty cool. Because of all the nothing that I did today, I watched all three of those trailers again, too.
All three? Which other one?
I watched the Titans one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we already talked about that. That was our bonus episode, so...
That was, but I just think it's funny that neither of us can stop watching the trailers, and
yeah,
it's good stuff.
The Aquaman one is so fun.
Yeah.
And do you think, because Dennis and I just talked about this for the other podcast.
Okay.
With this, or we didn't talk about this certain thing, but like the general consensus of the DC movies and of the Marvel movies is one's darker than the other one, right?
Yeah.
Feeling or tone-wise.
Yeah, I'd
say
that.
Do you think that the Aquaman trailer changes that perspective?
Aquaman? I don't know as much as the Shazam trailer.
Okay. Or both of them, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the Aquaman trailer did seem more, I don't want to say lighthearted, but it seemed definitely more...
Guardians of the Galaxy-ish. Or would you say Shazam was more that tone?
Yeah, I would say Shazam is more like that.
Okay.
But it's funny, though, like, based solely off of people that, you know, I'm friends with or follow on social media... Seeing how they normally react to a DC movie coming out, or, you know, like a trailer hitting or something like that, it's, I mean, the people that I know that are huge DC fans, I'm ignoring.
Right.
Just like people that are not really comic book people.
Yeah.
Whenever a Marvel trailer hits, they're like, they go nuts and how great it is. And whenever the DC trailer hits, they nothing but negative stuff.
Yeah, I noticed.
And it doesn't matter.
Too.
It doesn't matter what the movie is or whatever. And I mean, if that's their preference, that's fine. I don't care. But like the last 2 days, or I guess 5 days ago when Comic-Con was happening.
Right.
All of the tweets or, you know, posts or whatever, that, like one of them who's possibly the most anti-DC movie person that I know, was talking about how he's very excited to see this Shazam movie.
Huh.
So, yeah. So, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the Marvel stuff is more, I don't want to say comedy, but there's more comedy bits, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this movie will bring that type of audience.
The lighter side?
Yeah, I guess. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, we'll find out in the spring.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I mean, honestly, all of these movies, they all make hundreds of millions of dollars. So I don't know what they're expecting Shazam to make.
Right.
But, I mean, no one expected the first Guardians of the Galaxy to make, what, like 500, 600 million?
Right.
And, you know, it did. It made a ton of money. So I'm curious if based off of... The fun, friendlier tone of that one,
mm-hmm.
if that's going to be, you know, that random surprise, this movie just made $1 billion kind of thing.
Yeah. But see, okay, with that, like, I thought Justice League had the same tone, like, lighter tone, like Aquaman trailer, but people yeah. were, like, overly negative about how dark that one still was.
Except for Aquaman. They all talked about how much they like Aquaman.
Yeah.
You know, you want everyone that talked about that movie was negatively saying, Batman's terrible, Superman's terrible, Flash shouldn't be funny. I'm like, but okay. Mm-hmm. They said Wonder Woman was great again, and they said Aquaman stole the movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you let your kids watch the trailers?
Did they watch those trailers? They may have watched them with me, but I don't think I specifically showed them to them.
Did Gary watch the trailer?
Oh, man, Gary doesn't leave my side, so he definitely. Gary was confused, though.
Oh, yeah?
That if we're going to see the Council of Eternity in the movie.
Oh.
He even said to me that one scene where, you know, he goes to get his powers and the wizard's sitting there and there's the six empty seats around him.
Yep.
So he's like, I wonder. maybe something will happen. I'm like, Gary, I think you're onto something, pup.
Yep. Yeah. Make a note and put it next to my monitor.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So, did you read some books in your downtime?
I did read some books in my downtime.
What books did you read?
Okay. So, I think I don't remember if it made the bonus episode or if it was us talking after recording the bonus episode where I was talking about I read a comic that I had not read in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that was during the bonus episode.
Okay, I couldn't
and
remember.
And you wouldn't tell me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the comic that I read that I have not read in a while. Mm-hmm. Is the newest issue of Green Lanterns.
Okay. Because that has a new writer on it.
It does.
Uh-huh.
And I normally like this writer.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't like Simon and Jessica. I think that's what my biggest problem with this book is. That putting Kyle, not so much front and center, but having him be a big part of this issue helps.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're not invested in their characters.
No, not at all.
So if there was a 1-900 Kill Simon, you would dial it.
Well, okay. Let's see. If I had to choose between Simon and Jessica.
Oh, you can't do that because then you'll be called.
I don't know. Yeah, I would be calling both lines, and I would just cancel my own vote, so I would save the 95 cents per call.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I would probably, if I had to, if there was a vote to eliminate one of them,
mm-hmm.
I would be voting in that.
Okay.
I'll put it this way. I like how Juergens wrote Jessica better than Humphreys.
Okay.
Because the whole thing wasn't her complaining about being like an emotional wreck.
Okay.
And I don't know, because I haven't read this comic in at least 30 issues, probably closer to 35 or 40. I don't know if that is growth throughout this series.
Right.
Which I'm assuming it probably is.
Uh-huh.
Or, but also it is a new writer, so it could be he's like, okay, I get this is the character, but I don't need to
like
mention
a soft
it
reset page. Type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed her more in this than I have in a very long time. Simon, I just never really connected with.
Yeah, I could see that. And, like, what happens with John in the Justice League book.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like we have too many Green Lanterns as it is.
Mm.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But, like, Simon always, to me, felt like a mix between John and Guy.
Yeah, and it's, for me...
And not
it's
the good parts.
It's exactly. It is the parts of Simon, of Guy and John that annoy me.
Yeah.
That just, yeah, just drives me nuts. And that's, like, his entire character.
Yeah. But see, like, one of my favorite issues of the Green Lantern's run was with Jessica dealing with her anxiety. I think it was, like, right. 16, I think. That was like...
Was it that late? Because I was still reading it at that point.
I thought so.
Okay. Honestly, I don't remember. It's been a long while since I read this book.
Yeah, I think it's 16. Like, because that's the one where she has the breakdown or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And, like, from then forward, I thought that was the turning point, or I was hoping that was the turning point for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's more depth with her character, and, like, somebody can grab onto it and build off of it, than there is with Simon.
Well, that was in the Justice League book, where I guess that was the one Brian Hitch was doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I thought Jessica was way better and more interesting in that series than she was in the Green Lantern series.
Right.
But
when her and Wally flirted, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was in that one.
Yeah.
But it's... I don't know, man. There's just something... It could very well be what you said, that there's so many Green Lanterns. And there's been a lot of Green Lanterns for a while.
Right.
That I've just kind of... I've settled into my ways and I don't want... you know, like, I don't need two more Earth Lanterns.
Yeah. Get off my sector.
And now there's an Earth Red Lantern and there's, yeah, you know, like, it's, I'm good with four of them. And four of them, to be honest, sometimes is too much. Because there's too much to tell, but.
And it seems like they don't get their just due, each of them.
Yeah, I mean, the Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps series has been doing a good job giving them each stuff to do. Except Kyle seems to not be as prominent in that one as the other three.
Yeah.
Unless I'm just completely blanking on what he's doing. I cannot remember what he's up to in that series.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. And the premise of this book interested me.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, there's a guardian that's dead.
Yeah.
And it... I mean, that doesn't really happen, or not easily, I should say.
Right.
So I want to say I would read this to see where it goes,
mm-hmm.
but I really...
But you'd be lying to all of us?
No, I mean, maybe I'll give it another issue.
All right.
But it's... I don't know. Well, I just...
If you do... Have Gary jot it down for you so you can tell us if you're on board still or not.
Yeah. probably not. But if you bring it up again at some point, I'll let you know if I'm reading it or not.
Look, there's some books that I'm behind on, and that's one of them.
Okay.
But it's more of a... I have a ton of shit to read, then I'm not enjoying it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's why I just did a big catch-up on The Flash today.
Yes, yeah.
Are you up to date on that one or no?
On The Flash? I am.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I read the first part of The Flash War.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just like, I had so many other things. And I was like, let me just knock off all this other stuff. You know, books that I was even more behind on. Uh-huh. Let me catch up on some of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so today I read 48 through 50.
Okay.
I don't know.
You don't know how you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Flash a lot as a character. I like both Barry and Wally. Wallace, I'm still jury's out on him, but he hasn't really been, I guess, prominently used.
Mm-hmm.
I don't not like him, but I haven't had the moment with him where you're just like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Mm-hmm. I have actually.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Not in this book though.
Okay. Was it the Teen Titans?
Yeah, it was the Adam Glass annual one.
Oh.
Where I was like, okay, now I'm starting to get him. Mm. Like, I'm starting to understand his philosophy on things. I understand his mood sets, that type of thing.
Okay, I could see that. I can see that now. Yeah, I'm not 100% with you on that yet.
Okay.
But I could see that book being the one to maybe bring me around.
Yeah. So,
yeah, good call. I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But like this Wally West, I don't know. I was very happy when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the story around him coming back has been very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But this Flash War thing, I did not really like him that much.
Yeah. Which gives back to my theory is it's not the real Wally West.
No, but it is. Because they told you it is.
Well, okay. Then go read the reviews online, not from closest friends or people that read comics, about the Aquaman and Shazam trailer.
No.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think, and just like you said with Wally, with Wallace,
right?
Wallace's voice in Adam Glass's Teen Titans is better than Wallace's voice here.
Oh yeah.
And I don't blame that on the different writers. It's just that I'm not sure that Wallace is, I mean, he's been out forever now, but yeah. I don't know if there's enough baggage or back history that he's had a constant voice throughout.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate.
Kind of like with Damian for me, actually.
Okay.
I mean, like, there's one characteristic that's always there for, like, Damian. Mm-hmm. Which is like a snobby asshole.
See, but the Grayson Batman and Damian Robin, the two of them together.
Yes.
That right there.
Yes.
That's where you're just like, I got it.
Yes.
This is, you know.
Yes, you are correct. And then you skip everything else that Damian's been in, and you still get that in Adam Glass's run. You see what I'm saying? But before like with Super Sons, it's a totally different voice. He's still the smug little smartass and the constant, but like other things change because I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, you could take a different character that hasn't been around as long, like Jason Todd, for example, right? Yeah. And his voice seems similarly constant throughout, you know, different renderations of his character. But like between Damian and Wallace, sometimes it's night and day.
Yeah.
Like it would be if you played Aquaman in a movie and then for the sequel I played Aquaman in a movie.
Yeah, you don't have the nice hair like I do.
Yeah, I don't. So I mean, you know, you would tell. But I could see, and I think since Wally came back from Rebirth,
mm-hmm.
he's kind of had that same issue as well.
So now, all this being said, at the end of this Flash War thing,
mm-hmm.
we get another person back.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think now that Bart Allen, dressed as Impulse, is here, do you think he's going to suffer the same type of, not really fate, but the same type of handling?
But he's kind of different, though, right? I mean, he's been off the table for a long while, right? He wasn't in New 52, was he?
Wasn't he in the Teen Titans book? Because he came from the future, and he was a criminal or something, and then they went back to the future, and that's when they found out that he was evil.
That wasn't in New 52, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
I thought that was
No, I'm pretty sure that's a New 52 stuff.
Okay.
It might have been early on in the New 52 stuff, but I'm pretty sure that's New 52.
Okay. He falls in the same category, though. I think there isn't enough to where he can have a solid voice or a general overall voice, right?
Yeah.
Like with what Tom's doing with Batman. Like, Batman has tons of material out, years of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you or Martin or people that, the minor people that have an issue with it, is like, this isn't my Batman. This doesn't sound like him at all. This isn't his voice or whatever. And that's easy to say for Batman because he has so much past stuff to go on.
Right.
As to where these examples, we don't really.
Speaking of not my Batman, okay. In, I don't think it was issue 50, it might have been issue 49, maybe, whichever issue of the Flash War had like the whole Justice League show up trying to stop the two of Barry and Wally running.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness, was that totally not Batman?
Yeah.
When he's, they're like, we need to figure out how we can stop them. And Batman's just like, meh, let them run. They'll get tired and need carbs. I'm like, what the hell? No, that's not Batman. Batman would be the one like, this is how we stop them, exactly like this. I already have a contingency plan for how to stop them if they start doing this.
Okay. Was there an editor's note in there? Do you remember one? That said, no. This takes place after Batman 50 or whatever?
No.
Okay.
Why, is there supposed to be?
No, it just would have made more sense if it said this takes place after Batman 50. Because, like, that's when he stops caring.
No.
Or there's nothing. Okay.
I'm looking at it right now. Okay. The only editor's note is when Barry mentions to Wally about he and Batman were investigating what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says, see Batman, the Flash, the button.
Okay. And I didn't mean that Batman stopped caring. I just meant, like, his mentality changed after 50. So, stuff that, yeah. I thought maybe that would be a way to explain it. But if there wasn't in there, no. Then...
No.
No, that's no, not Batman.
That's the other thing. We have to have a talk one of these days about DC, how these timelines line up, how any of this stuff is going on, because... I don't know. A lot of stuff used to seem like it all fit together better, and it does not at all anymore.
In Rebirth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when Rebirth started, everything fit in.
Yeah. Fit and in now, where you get in.
My goodness, there are like 50 different timelines of stuff going on now, and I have no idea when any of them match up, if any of them are supposed to match up.
Right.
So. Yeah. But... Anyway, Flash War. The end of issue 50, when it jumps into, well, it jumps back, I guess, to the 25th century.
Uh-huh.
And it has, I guess, what is left in the 25th century of the Renegades at Iron Heights.
Uh-huh.
Seeing, you know, checking out the prison. And, whoever this Crisis guy is, is apparently like super evil and powerful.
Uh-huh.
And now he's free.
Yeah.
So if there's no time travel now because they broke that, is this the guy? I'm assuming one of his abilities is that if he sort of made the rogues just kind of dematerialize, if he's going to be able to time travel and that's how things get back, I guess Commander Cold gets back to his time or whatever.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that's the way they're going with it, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not missing something. That's not a person that we've seen before, right?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, yeah, because when he first showed up, I was like, I'm trying to figure out who he looks like. And I don't know, it looks maybe like he's wearing a bandana or something, yeah. But he's got huge glowing eyes, so maybe he's a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Or he could be a pirate from the future.
Oh, yeah, space pirates.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good one. Gotta remember that. If it turns out that he's a space pirate, I'll send him a dollar.
I just want to know which crisis this is, though.
It's inmate crisis. It's not final. It's not infinite. It's inmate crisis.
Damn it.
That's their new... It even says it right there in the book.
All right. So, nope, we haven't seen this crisis before then.
Yeah, how great would that be?
Damn, missed opportunity.
Really is. Yeah, I'm curious to see where this goes. I'm also curious to see what exactly they mean by the last race of Wally West, whatever the end says.
Yeah.
In the next issue. Does that mean he's going to go away again?
I hope not. I just hope that we don't start. We don't always go back to using that.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't know. I just hope that that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Moving on to Justice League 4.
Uh-huh.
Before we get into the actual book,
okay,
I just want to say again, this is one of the nicest looking DC books, I think, right now.
Uh-huh.
The art in this is amazing.
I agree.
Now, the writing. Can you tell me what the crap is going on in this?
Yeah. What don't you understand about this book?
I don't understand why I'm reading it.
This is the best Justice League book we've had in a while.
No, I agree with you. I actually like it a lot. But it's...
I read this issue twice. Because okay. I read it last week, like, early on. And right. Then you texted me and said that you had questions about it. And I was like... okay, I don't really remember what happened in it because I've read like 50,000 other books since then. So I reread it and I'm sitting here wondering, like, what are you confused about?
Well, okay. So the book opens with Grodd making that guy in the cave dance because he was going to make him dance.
Yeah.
Which is pretty excellent.
Yeah.
The stuff that I'm not 100% sold on is the whole ultraviolet core or whatever.
Yeah.
With the invisible spectrum, somehow now Sinestro has infected like the entire universe or multiverse. And he's got this like crazy huge core now of whatever.
Ultraviolet lanterns.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, wouldn't the Black Lanterns still be a bigger core? Because maybe Sinestro has, like, most of the living people in the universe. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the other guy's got every dead person ever in the history of ever. So...
Episode title.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, we haven't seen them yet, though.
No, I don't think that they're going to be here because I think Snyder's going in a whole different direction. You know, but
probably.
I don't know. It's this whole thing with whatever. Now you have Superman and
Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter
now. Jon Jones.
I hate you. You know, they're evil. And I will say that one page where
they're walking.
No. The one before that where Manhunter looks at him.
Yeah.
And he's got like the evil face.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, that's so good. Yeah. I like that little
their Armageddon page walk too. At the last page or the last panel of the book.
Oh, where yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're like glowing purplish with whatever that disco ball thing is.
Yeah. And they're both evil and smart ass looking. That's like me and you.
Yep. Yeah. I don't think we would look that cool.
I mean, in our minds, we'd look that cool.
Yeah.
In reality, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Gary, hit the smoke machine.
Yeah. Get those fans blowing. No, like, I like this. I have no idea where he's going with it, which is something that I enjoy. And for me, this is the best thing that I have read by Snyder in a long time.
Since Batman 52?
I mean, to be honest, since, like, Court of Owls.
Yeah.
Like, early on in that run, not even... Yeah. And I like the whole run.
Yeah.
But this... You know, like, the New Justice thing, it... As much as they hyped it, it seemed like he didn't have a full plan. You know, like, it didn't seem as meaningful as they said it was. It was just a way to get into this series, and it could have been done in a more concise way, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason why I like this is because it's like Tower of Babel, but with the Legion of Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the Legion of Doom instead of huge universe-shattering crisis here type thing. Right? I mean, we have that also, but it's kind of in the background subplot, and the Legion of Doom is actually pushed together in the forefront.
Yeah, and I like when Batman is running through his head about who could possibly be behind this.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, Luthor, but he isn't a villain anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, as he's saying that, it's got Luthor and his little ship.
Unlocked.
All evil.
Yes. Achievement. Yeah. Unlocked. Yeah, and Joker is great in this too, I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like the part, I guess, when Hawkgirl's like, yeah, oh silly, you can't cut my wings with that saw. There. Oh, I don't want to cut your wings. I'm gonna cut off your head.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Snyder does a good job, I think, with like the really sadistic evil Joker.
Yeah.
So I like that he's here for this, even though I think I've talked about how the Joker is like way overused. That I think he has a much better impact if he's on the shelf for a while and pops back. But I'm okay with him in this. He's really good. Now I'm still not exactly sure what the whole ultraviolet thing is with Jon Stewart.
No, that to me, honestly. That's the least interesting part of this book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, everything else, like having Wonder Woman and Aquaman fight each other, even though they think it's Cheetah and Black Manta.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like, that part was awesome. The Joker part was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then Lex being badass Lex again. But, like...
Yeah, I even like... How, I guess, the part where Aquaman and Wonder Woman are fighting, how Flash's initial thing is, I'm just going to speed through whatever, and he ends up causing more damage.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the baby turtle?
Yeah, turtle.
Yeah. Turtle, turtle. what was that? Master of Disguise? Right?
Yeah, the Danny Carver movie?
Yeah. He's like, turtle, turtle.
I'm also interested in more of Martian Manhunter's backstory, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, like where he's been when the whole thing with whatever, the repository of memories,
mm-hmm.
seeing the other Martian there.
Yep.
Yeah, like there's so much happening in this book that interests me. And I wish it would just focus on one of those things for more than, you know, three panels.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know. For me, I thought it evened out.
Hmm.
But like I said, that's me.
Yeah, you know, like 90% of the time you're wrong, so.
Yep, you're right. 90% of the time I'm right.
I'm pretty sure that's not what I said.
Yeah. Yep. See, half the time I'm right. Is there any other books that you wanted to talk about?
Well,
before we talk about what
you want to talk about.
What?
Could it possibly be Injustice versus Masters of the Universe?
Yes. Yes, yes.
That is the other book I wanted to talk about as well. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we get to the main event of the evening?
Nope. There was some... I wanted to talk Black Label.
Oh, okay.
But we could do that after, if you want.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
So
what do you think?
I absolutely love times 20 this book.
Well, as I told you, I was not a fan of the art in this book.
And as I told you, you're absolutely
correct.
Flipping crazy.
Correct. No. I don't know. I didn't like it. Parts of it were okay, parts of it I thought were awful. But I did really like the story.
Okay.
How there was, you know, the imposter, Adam.
It's Faker.
Yeah.
Yes. You can't call him an imposter because that's not his name. His name was Faker.
Okay, fine. But he was pretending, you know, he was sitting on the throne, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's funny how the people... When Adam comes back and all the people in the throne room are like, you know, he was so much better. You never did anything.
Yeah.
Like whenever something bad happens, you know, if someone committed a crime, he'll just kill him and it's done with. And you are always like, you know, you don't do anything and blah, blah, blah. And we know that you're Prince Adam. Why do you even go back to being Prince Adam? We know you're, you know, him and He-Man.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it meshed both universes well. Like, it made sense.
I was curious how they were going to do it. And using Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing and Moss Man.
And Moss Man,
yeah.
I think, is probably the best way.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool, though. If, you know, I guess Moss Man is connected to the green.
Well, yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe why they haven't done stuff in the past.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but at least we're getting it now.
Yeah, oh man, could you imagine on the DC Universe Swamp Thing show if Moss Man shows up for an arc?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh my goodness, that would be ridiculous.
Well, it's like, what's his name? Fluoride Man? Because he's ridiculous, too.
Everything's ridiculous, Ronnie.
I know. But I loved seeing Mossman in here. I love seeing Zodiac in here.
Yep.
It's like all those He-Man characters, like, brought me back to when I had the toys.
Yeah. And, of course, Orko is there being ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't he be?
Okay. I love whatever he gives Cyborg long hair.
Yes.
And they're like, this is magic?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I like how it's mixed. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too hip on the bitch ass Skeletor.
Yeah. That was what I was going to ask you about next. How he's like
a little punk,
whimpering and
yeah.
Yeah.
But though he is like a conniving little coward, you know, that goes back and forth and stuff, so.
Yeah. What did you think of the, the pre-crime judge thingy?
The what?
Spaced on, at the way end, with the kids in Crime Alley. And they were gonna vandalize the Superman thing.
Yeah.
What do you think of that whole dealie?
That's pretty... Copperhead?
Yeah.
And they're using, like, Masters of the Universe tech?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, because you pick Copperhead, and she would be one that actually looks like one of the Snake Men. I think that's what they were called. And they He-Man'd her up.
Yeah.
Like the costume, so that's pretty awesome. I don't know where they're going with it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But I'm along for the ride.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Because you know Skeletor's going to end up being Skeletor and find his opening and try to take it.
I mean, you'd assume, right?
Yeah. But I wonder if, like, because it showed past villains
mm-hmm.
of the universe. So I wonder if they're going to show up. Like Hordak and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I mean, it also ends with Darkseid showing up.
Yeah.
So it's... There's overloading a lot of bad guys into this.
Yep.
So it'll
we'll
be...
We'll see.
It'll be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you wanted to talk Black Label?
Yeah. Because with Comic-Con this past weekend.
Yeah.
They announced, you know, the Black Label stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some writers and artists and stuff. And I was just getting your take on how you think it's going to be, and are you excited about it?
I think so. This is the thing.
One of your favorite artists was announced for it.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm assuming that's the book I'm not going to read, because... he's doing it with Frank Miller, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the Superman Year One?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, that was the one I was going to ask you about. Like, do they need to do another Year One?
Well...
Like, how many times have we seen a Superman...
Year One?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen him start out many times at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other ones? There was Batman.
Batman Damned comes out in September. It's the first one.
That's the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, because that one, I forget. That's the one with
Snyder and Capullo. Right?
No. I think they're doing I think the two of them are the Last Night on Earth one.
Oh, okay.
Where that's the one where he's got the living Joker's head.
Yeah.
I think Brian Azzarello was the one who was writing Batman Damned, and I forget who the artist was.
Makes sense.
Might be... I'm drawing a blank. I think it might have been Lee Bermejo.
Yep, maybe.
But I don't remember. I think I saw him attached to one of the books, and that one I think makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's... What was the other? There were a couple Wonder Woman books, right? Diana's Daughter.
Yep.
And Is History of the Amazons? Is that the other one? I don't remember.
Sounds right. I was trying to look it up, but it's not cooperating.
I'm spacing on whatever the sixth book was.
Yeah. Me too.
Batman Damned is the one with Batman and Constantine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That one, out of all of them, just based off of creative team and concept, I think that one, if you were to give me an elevator pitch for all of these,
mm-hmm.
that one would absolutely be the one that I would jump in on.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Joker's head would also be interesting.
Yeah.
But I would say early front runner for me is the Batman Damned.
Yeah. And that's the one we're getting first, so right out the gate. What do you think about Snyder and Capullo getting a 6-issue arc with what is it? He Who Laughs?
You know, I don't know. I kind of noped out of Metal.
Yeah.
Right after, I guess, they did all the one-shots with the various Batmen.
Uh-huh.
Or Batmans.
Yeah.
And I didn't not like the Batman Who Laughs, but I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
What killed me on Metal is I wasn't really... I don't know if it was that I wasn't in the right mindset to read it, but I didn't really care to read like a Batman horror story at the time.
Okay.
And I think this miniseries is going to go very dark and twisted. And honestly, I don't really care.
Okay. So you're indifferent one way or another?
Yeah, I mean, I'll check out the first issue.
Yeah.
But that might be one that I'd wait for an entire trade to be out before I even...
Continue it?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't even finished Metal yet, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, do you need to?
I don't think I need to, but it's, you know, I'd like to read the ending.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't care if I ever read the ending, so...
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant, like...
Yeah, I'm in a bit of an impasse, I should say.
Yeah.
That the completionist in me is going to want to finish it at some point.
Right.
But the reader part of me would be like, I did not like what I was reading in the first place. So why am I going to sit and do that when I have, you know...
Why hate read something when you can read something else?
Yeah, when I have 200 other books that I can read.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I need is another internet blackout for 2 days because, man, that was nice.
Well, you got anything else? Or you want to wrap her up?
There was nothing else. Nothing else from Comic-Con that we missed. Like, other news stuff, was there?
Mm-mm. Not that, I mean, we talked about animation and trailers and stuff on the bonus episode. And it was just Black Label stuff in print that we talked about.
Yeah.
And then the Batman Who Laughs mini.
Yeah, I saw...
Well, there...
I think they announced a bunch of the DC Inc. and Zoom stuff, but, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, which I'll look at that stuff and we can talk about that next episode.
Sure.
Tom King had his Sanctuary boat ride.
Yeah, what was that?
It was exclusive. They were like all on a yacht. And so it was kind of like Tranquility, I think, like to hype up Heroes in Crisis.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Did they talk any more about Heroes in Crisis?
I'm assuming they did there, but
I read a lot of articles about stuff from San Diego, and I don't remember now if one of them I think I saw something about Heroes in Crisis, but I don't remember anything about it other than that it's happening at some point.
Yeah, I don't think there's specifics, you know, or any gossip, goody-goody details type thing. But
right.
And it looked like his bodyguard, David, had a good time.
Yeah.
And I saw that they were getting ready to leave, and Tom was scared because Megatron was
on the elevator.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
But, yeah, and Tom got an Eisner, and Mitch Jarrett's got an Eisner.
Yep.
Yeah,
Tom, I think for the first time they tied for best writer.
Yes, that's the first time. And
I think she was also, Marjorie Liu?
Yeah, and she's the first woman. The
first female. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember, what's her book, Monstrous?
Monstrous, yeah.
Yeah, I never got into that one.
I'm into it, but unlike other things, I'm like 5-6 issues behind.
Yeah.
I have to hand it to our buddy Daryl because he had the tweet of the weekend. Did you see it?
Possibly.
It was the one where Tom was sitting in front and everybody else had the DC robes on.
That your friend is a cult leader.
Yeah. Because that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Daryl for doing something funny.
Took him long enough. So you got nothing else?
Nope. I'm grasping at straws right now.
Excellent. So thank you all for listening to our regularly scheduled episode of the Absolute DC Podcast. If you would like to get in touch with me directly on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rombar316.
And the show is at DC_Absolute. And thank you for listening.
And that's it.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Now that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.